Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. How willing are you to go into bat to protect your own stories? So that is the topic for today. I was just sitting down having my lunch and it popped into my head. And so I quickly scoffed down my roasted veggies, and I'm here in front of the mic. I will be coming to you from the studio for a while because the old dog's leg ain't what it used to be and he needs to rest. And I feel really weird walking without him. So here I am in the studio and we are talking today about how some of us, and myself included in this, I am not immune to this, and I've certainly been in this place before. Some of us are really willing to defend our stories about ourselves. We are ready to, and we're really willing to justify our reasons and make it okay. And I want to talk about this today because it popped up during a Facebook interaction for me. And I see this all the time. So this is just totally generic, but based on something that happened today. So somebody put something out there asking for help around something, and then all the help starts to stream in. We've all seen this, right? All the help streams in and it's like excuse as to why that's not possible, 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 and that's not possible, and that's not possible. And they're just not open to the feedback. And this isn't just from me. Like, it's just not my I'm not being seen and heard thing, though that does exist. It's more the, you know, the collective going in to bat for someone and going in to try to help them, and they're just really attached to their stories of why it is the way it is. And I just wanted to explore this today because I have been that person. I have been that person who was asked for advice and then been like a cricket bat, right? Like defending my, I guess more baseball, I don't know, like defending my spot, whatever sporting terms they are, you know, defending the wicket. And I'm there with my bat and people are throwing these balls at me and they're really great balls. And I'm just like, nah, really just attached to it being difficult. And you know what? Sometimes it is the truth, right? Like when I had Radcasters, I was trying every fucking thing. Every fucking thing. It was the same with the Office Collective. I had tried everything. So when people did come to me with advice, I was like, yep, I've done that. Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, I've done that. And it used to frustrate me because I'd be like, I'm not a half-wit. I know. That's kind of offensive, isn't it, half-wit? I'm going to rephrase that. Like, I'm going to remove that from my language. Not happy with that term. But you know what? Like, you know, I am an intelligent woman who has been around the block and knows what to do. I know how to run a business. I know what to do. But prior, I was just really closed to feedback. And I found it offensive. And I would get a little bitter and twisted when people would offer me advice that was kind of like, I don't know, generic stuff that, of course, I've tried that. So I totally get when people are defending their perspective because it can be insulting. It's like, yes, of course. Of course I've done that. Of course I've done that. But how open are you to that? Like, how do you respond to that? Because I know that the people who have had, who move through their stuff really quickly and who continue to grow and evolve do take it on board. They're not there defending their shot, you know? They're there and they're taking it on board. Yeah, great. Thanks for the feedback. Instead of hitting the ball back, you know, they're like, yeah, thanks for the feedback. That's great. Not taking it as a personal attack or insult. And sometimes we're defending our spot because really it's just our attachment to a certain story being true, right? And what is true? What is the truth? Nobody really knows. There are things that we might know should be true, but are they really true? I guess it depends on the perspective because there are so many things out there that are true and then somebody else has a different truth and they're both true, right? So why defend something instead of looking at it from a is this really true perspective? Being open to the suggestion, gratefully receiving the help when it's offered to you, because I feel like if you're talking about like money and abundance, not even that, right? Okay, so we can be deflectors as human beings. We can deflect shit, right? So here's two prime examples. How comfortable are you receiving compliments? If you are not comfortable with it, you're deflecting it. You know, you're almost defending this idea of you that is that you're not worthy of being showered in compliments, that you're not worthy. And here's another example of the same thing differently. So you go to a restaurant with your friend and your friend tries to pay and you're like, no, no, no. Don't pay, I'll pay my own way. And then you sneakily shove the money in her bag while she's not looking because you cannot receive the gift that it is. You can't just say thank you for that, right? That used to be me. I used to be the money shover. I used to be the person who was like, no, you know, like, oh, you look beautiful today. Oh, really? No. Just take it. Take it. Take the gift of the free lunch and take the gift of the compliment. And it is a practice. It is a practice to feeling comfortable. When someone compliments me, I'm like, fuck yeah, you're right. I am shit hot today. Own it. Stop defending this story of things needing to be even or you needing to pay your way. Or you needing to be humble. Oh, my fucking God, the humble story. Ugh, exhausting. Just be. Just accept the help. Accept that you're fucking rad. Accept that you're worthy. Stop defending these stories of scarcity and shitness. And start bashing those balls out of the park, not in a defensive way, but because you're a fucking rock star. So, yeah, that kind of went somewhere I wasn't really expecting it to go, but I feel like that's a really good place to wrap up, right? Like, what I am about is learning about who you are, getting to know yourself better, stretching. And I don't mean like, this is the difference, right? There is pushing and there is stretching. And I've noticed recently I started getting back into my fitness, which was a massive part of my life for a very long time. And it took a backseat when I fell pregnant and I've wanted to get back into it, but I just haven't been able to. Anyway, I joined a boot camp and it was so interesting observing how my behavior has changed in the past 5 years. So 5 years ago, I was that person who just had to win everything, who had to be at the front, proving that they were the fastest, that they were the strongest, that they were the fittest. And now, and just constantly pushing myself, yes, I can do this. I can get to the minute. I can get to the minute. I can get to the minute. I can get to them, you know, and it was just like constantly pushing myself, all this pressure to be the fucking best. And now I'm there and I'm like doing my best in the moment, but not putting all this external pressure. I'll just run to my own pace. I'm not going to keep up with everyone. I'm just going to run to how feels like a stretch, but not like I'm angrily forcing myself to achieve. You know, I'm just like in a totally different place now. And I have been talking about being the observer and having self-awareness for as long as this podcast has been around. And this is an invitation for you to have a look at those aspects of yourself that do deflect and do defend. Deflect the good things that are coming your way because you're defending these old stories of inadequacy and unworthiness and scarcity and the world is against me and whatever else you're defending. This is an invitation to practice the opposite. It's an invitation to George Costanza. Where you deflect, I want you to reflect on you, right? So instead of like someone saying to you, oh, great job on that, and you going, oh yeah, it was mostly this person, deflect, I want you to instead go, thank you, and reflect on that. Reflect on how it makes you feel. And then allow yourself to feel whatever it is, the uncomfortableness of being showered with praise. Just be in that. Because it's not going to kill you and it's not going to make you an asshole person who is an arrogant prick that is so up themselves. It's just a fucking compliment. So, and that's not everyone. A lot of people can receive compliments, but I am inviting you to look at those areas where you do feel on the defense, where you do feel like you're deflecting. Just have awareness. Go through your day and see, is there anywhere where you deflect? That's it. Okay. Until next week. Peace out. The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.